watching the video and using the guide. In the guide, there are questions and ideas for each section to help with discussion and conversation. It can be watched alone or with a friend or support person. It can also be used by community groups and organizations. The information and women's stories can be useful for self-advocates, friends, advocates, family, support workers, and other people who support and work with women with disabilities. Watching the video and using the guide in a group setting. We know women with disabilities are more likely to have experienced violence and abuse than women without disabilities. If you are sharing this video with a group, there are some safety issues you need to think about to prepare for it. 1. What do you need to do to prepare before the day of viewing of the video? A. Create a safe space for women to view the video and put in place some things to support women to feel safe. This is very important both before and on the day of viewing with a group. B. It is important that you view the video in a small group, that is, for women only, and without disability support workers present. This is because sometimes women won't speak up when their support workers, or men, are present. C. Women may become distressed while watching the video and may need to be referred to a professional counselling service. You can contact a specialist family violence service or counselling service in your local area. You may be able to organise a counsellor to be available in person or by phone on the day of the viewing to support women who become distressed. D. Preparing and providing the group with a list of referral contact numbers for services is important. Women may become distressed or upset after the session and need someone to contact and talk to when they leave. You can use the list of supports and services in this guide in the section Places Where You Can Get Help. E. The place where you are viewing the video should have privacy from being overheard or being seen by other people if possible. Make sure you and everyone else will feel safe and comfortable in the room you are using to watch the video. Image. Three women sitting around a table talking. One of the women has her back to the camera. She is wearing a black long-sleeve top, has short brown bobbed hair, and wearing glasses. Another woman, who is sitting in the middle, is wearing glasses and has her hair pulled back and is wearing a printed colour top in brown and red. The third woman has blonde hair tied back off her face, wearing an orange long-sleeve top with orange multicoloured scarf around her neck. 2. On the day you are viewing the video. A. On the day of the viewing with the group and before showing the video, it is important to let the group know that the video is about women's stories of violence and abuse. Some may find it upsetting or sad. It could trigger or remind them of something that has happened to them in the past or is happening now, either to them or someone they know. Let women know what you have put in place to make sure they can get the help they need if this happens. B. It can be useful to talk about group safety beforehand. You might choose a word or signal to let people know if you or anyone else want the video to stop. C. Make sure that anyone watching can stop the video at any time. It could be because they feel sad or upset or just need a break. They may choose not to watch the video, and that's okay. D. Anyone can take time out if they need to, or talk about what they are feeling, or ask to talk with someone who knows more about violence and abuse and can give them support. E. It's good to check in with ourselves and each other to make sure we are feeling okay. This is important during the session, after the session, and a day or two later. 3. Privacy and sharing stories. A. Privacy is important in the group, and you have the right to your personal information being kept private. It means that anything said or done, or any story shared by women in the group, need to be respected and not shared outside of the group. B. It's important to check with everyone in the group to make sure they understand about privacy. C. Privacy outside of the group setting is also important. Letting people know what can and can't be shared to people outside of the group is important. This means that if someone speaks about their personal experience, that this should not be shared without their permission. 4. Sharing stories and looking after each other. A. It can be upsetting to hear about violence and abuse, so it's a good idea to check in before the start of the video to make sure everyone feels okay to hear the stories of other group members. B. Sometimes stories can be shared that make you worry about someone's safety or upset other people in the group. If you are feeling worried or concerned about another person's safety, you can contact one of the support services for advice and support.